CNN, and CNN International.
For 14 centuries, the faithful have gathered here. This is Mecca, Saudi Arabia, the sacred heart of Islam, a city closed to all but the faithful, the site of the annual pilgrimage called the Hajj.
Our mission is to have peace and tranquility and give God blessing.
Five times each day, Muslims around the world bow in prayer, facing this city, facing this very spot. It is an act that unites the faithful symbolically and spiritually, and each year they gather here.
There's no words to describe it. It's a feeling just overwhelms you. It's just indescribable. You know, it's such a beautiful place. It's all about faith.
Some 2 million pilgrims to reenact the rituals established by the Prophet Muhammad in 632 A.D. CNN will be in Mecca all week, reporting daily on the history, the impact, the spectacle that is the Hajj. Now from Mecca, here is Riz Khan.
Hello, and welcome to the most spectacular religious event on Earth, the Hajj, the annual pilgrimage which brings millions of Muslims to this desert city. No non-Muslims may enter Mecca. We've been given unprecedented access to the site, bringing the Hajj as it happens to a worldwide audience. In this half hour, we'll put into context the rituals and look at the people who come to this spot, a place central to the heart of all Muslims.
The sun rises on Islam's sacred city, and the sea of pilgrims begins to pour into the holiest of mosques. This is the time that Mecca's significance reaches a peak. More than 2 million Muslims gather for the journey of a lifetime, a journey of faith.
وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ.
The Quran's call for pilgrims is as powerful today as it was centuries ago. The Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, forms the fifth pillar of Islam after unquestioning belief in God, prayer, zakat, donating income to charity, and fasting the month of Ramadan. For 5 days, those who have received the calling to perform the Hajj have the chance to reflect upon their faith and to recall their good deeds and bad ones, and seek forgiveness from a God considered compassionate and merciful.
We realize exactly we are touching all countries, all people.
Yes.
Really, our praying for the same God, Allah.
For many, the experience is overwhelming. This journey of faith has been their lifelong goal, and finally they find themselves standing before the most widely recognized symbol of their religion. The imposing black structure at the center of the Grand Mosque in Mecca is the Kaaba, standing at the site where Adam and Eve are supposed to have worshipped and built a shrine to God, called Allah by Muslims. The great building standing there now is the work of Abraham and his son Ishmael. And the black stone believed to come from the original shrine is embedded in a frame which the pilgrims try to touch and kiss if they can. Coping with the huge influx of people, around 1.2 million from outside Saudi Arabia and about 800,000 from the kingdom itself, poses a huge logistical task. Things do go wrong, like tent fires which took up to 200 lives, and a stampede in 1994 which killed hundreds. But the Saudi government has been swift to respond to potential problems, spending more than $18 billion on improving the infrastructure and recruiting extra support staff.
Because we consider them as the gifts of God, and we feel honored to help them to make their Hajj as peaceful as possible.
There are about 1.1 billion Muslims in the world, and it's their duty to make this holy journey at least once in their lifetime if they're physically and financially able. Women pilgrims come in simple robes, while the men wear two unstitched pieces of white cloth, symbolizing equality for all. The Prophet Muhammad is quoted as saying, "Faith is that which resides firmly in the heart and which is proven by deeds." As they trek in from all corners of the world, the Hajj pilgrims are here in Mecca to prove that faith.
Well, many have traveled great distances to get here. So what happens when they arrive? Where do they go? What do they do? We spoke with Islamic scholar Dr. Ahmed Ibn Saifuddin, who gave us some idea, first of all, on the significance of this place.
This place is the center of the world, geographically speaking. And this is the site of where Abraham and his son Ishmael rebuilt this house after Adam built it for the first time, and every prophet made a pilgrimage to this house.
What happens to the modern-day pilgrims as they arrive? They arrive in Mina. What happens in the first 2 days?
Well, actually, Hajj is formed of 5 days where they spend the first day in Mina in preparation, supplication, getting ready for the following day, which is very important.
So Mount Arafat, that's the second day.
Yes.
What's the meaning of that? What is the point?
Well, Arafat is a place where all people meet. They have to be there within a certain time, time of day, and they will have to be there for supplication, asking forgiveness, and they'll stay there until sunset of that day.
They're reenacting the Day of Judgment, basically.
Yes, indeed. They will be rehearsing that. They will be dressing in white, and women can dress in any color they wish. And people are not literally standing on the plain of Arafat, we say standing, but rather they will be sitting in their own tents, in their own places, in very cool, nice atmosphere, and they will be directing their faces towards the Kaaba and asking forgiveness. And then they will move to Mina. On the third day, they will cast the seven pebbles to the Jamarat, and then they will move again to the house, circumambulate the house seven times.
Okay, so they throw the cast of stones to cast out the devil. What is the meaning of the seven circles around the Kaaba?
Circles actually is to reenact what Abraham and his son Ishmael did, and all previous prophets, and even our prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, all, because they made Hajj here, and really to pay respect to this house.
Okay.
It's not to worship the house itself, but to worship God in front of his house.
Now, of course, a lot of people, when they hear about the Hajj, they hear the final thing is a sacrifice of a lamb. A lot of people say, is this the right sort of thing to do? What is the meaning of that?
Well, after this, they will go back again to Mina to do some other things, among which is to sacrifice an animal, if it's applicable to them. Actually, it's a symbolic thing to pay a tribute, to say that I'm doing it for you, God, because they're not sacrificing, they're sacrificing animals that can be eaten by people in this place as well as throughout the whole world.
People who are needy.
Yes, the needy who need it, they will be shipped.
All right. One last line then, basically. What do the pilgrims take away from this place in China?
Well, of course, it's a very power experience of faith, really to prove their faith and to say that we're coming here to ask forgiveness, to be a new person, and to say I've come to the place of peace here.
And Dr. Ahmed Ibn Saifuddin will be with us here in Mecca throughout the coming days to help interpret and explain the rituals of the Hajj. Well, when we return, a close look at the people who travel the globe to get here. I meet some of the Muslims who have made it to the crowded streets of Mecca, talking to the pilgrims, finding out how they feel about being on this journey of a lifetime. And we'll also take a look at another side of this huge event, what it takes to manage a crowd of 2 million pilgrims. History has shown it's a monumental task. Thank you.